God, as we look towards Easter Sunday, we know that we must go through this time and remember your suffering and your death. And then we'll truly be able to rejoice on Easter Sunday. Lord God, speak a word now for us. Speak a word of hope, a word of love, a word of peace. Speak, Lord God, for we're listening. And take hold of me, the preacher, and put me under submission to your will. And let the words of my mouth and the meditation of all of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, because you are our refuge and our strength. You are our Savior and our Lord. Amen. My sermon title today is The Gift of Gratitude. The Gift of Gratitude. And I'd like to begin with a reflection as we look at gratitude. And the story says, this reflection says, woman worships like one leper returning. Pastor and author Mark Buchanan shares the conversion story of an alcoholic named Wanda. Wanda did well for about 8 months. She got into the Alpha and a 12-step group and got her kids back. Then she didn't do well, in and out, mostly out of rehab. Then she vanished. Then one day, she called again, sober, after a year in rehab in Vancouver. She was getting out the next week. Could she come home? She asked. Her first Sunday back, I initially didn't recognize her, the pastor said. She looked healthy, dressed, and in her right mind. I was preaching on the 10 lepers healed and the one, a Samaritan, who returned to give thanks. I said that anyone who has been cleansed by Jesus, who wants to be made whole by him, worships at his feet in deep thankfulness, in utmost desperation. They have nowhere else they want to go. And then, to close, I reminded people, we have a tradition at our church. Anyone can come up to the front and pray with one of our prayer ministers. Wanda came forward, but she didn't go to a prayer minister. She walked onto the platform between the guitarist and the drummer and stretched her hands heavenward. She worshiped like one leper returning. A woman who didn't know her and who isn't on the prayer team walked up, put her arm around her, and worshiped too. Then you could hear it. All of us worshiped with deeper thankfulness, out of a greater desperation. Out of the storeroom had come treasures, new treasures, as well as old, and the kingdom hovered very close. This is the story of this woman who had been lost, and now she's found, worshiping in gratitude. And this story in the text today, we hear this story about this woman. And this woman is Mary. In our gospel text today, we read about Mary anointing Jesus' feet, as you could see from that picture. The anointings of Jesus' head or feet are events recorded in four gospels. The account in Matthew 26, Matthew 14, and John 12 takes place on the Holy Wednesday of Holy Week at the house of Simon the leper, in Bethany, a village in Judea on the eastern, southeastern slope of the Mount of Olives. Jesus is anointed by Mary of Bethany, the sister of Martha and Lazarus. Remember the story of Martha sitting there at Jesus' feet, listening to him while Martha was busy preparing the meal. Here she was anointing him. The event in Luke features an unknown woman and in another region, but Matthew, Mark, and John speaks of Mary. And here she is. Jesus had done so much for them. Had even raised Lazarus from the dead. And she was worshiping Jesus in thanksgiving, in gratitude. And she had used her money to buy the oil, expensive oil. And Judas was there. And Judas argued, why are you spending all this money when you could give it to the poor? But in essence, Judas was really stealing the money at that time. But she knew something. You see, when you know what Jesus has done for you, when you can't even explain it in words, you want to kneel down and worship him. We read, when we read the anointings of Jesus, I think of the word gratitude. Gratitude. Next slide. Gratitude is a strong feeling of appreciation to someone or something for what the person has done to help you. Gratitude. And I really do believe that there are folks who always show gratitude, and there are folks that never shows gratitude. I truly believe that gratitude is a gift from God. Gratitude is a special gift given to us by God. Special gift. There's some folks, if you give them a glass half full, they don't tell you thanks. They ask you, where's the rest? No matter what you give, they're always looking for more. And there are other folks, if you give them a spoon of something, they're thankful. Next point, gratitude is fundamentally about not taking things for granted. It is fundamental. You go into the supermarket and somebody opens the door for you, holds the door. And when you live a life of gratitude, you turn, it's so part of you, you say, thank you. Right? And the other people, you'll hold the door, you'll stand there, you'll wait for them, and they act as if it is your duty to do it. Next slide. Gratitude is being thankful for what we have and receive. And thankfulness is a powerful means of drawing near to God. When you're thankful, you draw near to God. And we have a lot to be thankful for, don't we? No matter what it is, no matter how small our houses are, no matter how small our cars are, no matter what the name is. Yesterday I had to go out to Dix Hill to work with a church, and you know, one of my colleagues picked me up. They says, we'll go together because they're on the committee. And then when I went into her car, she said, she was telling me that her husband and her got the car and it doesn't drive as smooth. And she was going on, and I said, and she says, it's a so-and-so. I said, when I don't even look at the names of people's car. I'm not a mechanic. I don't care if you have a Jaguar or whatever you have. As long as my little car could take me where I want. I don't even, people would say to me, oh, this is a dad, and I say, and what is it now? Don't even know. I'm so thankful for the little car that I have that could move. You know, my little car I had for 15 years, I used to call it, it was a Toyota. And I used to call it my Jaguar, and I cried when I had to give it up because it says, you've driven it enough now. To be thankful, to live a life of thankfulness. What are the three parts of gratitude? Number one, recognizing what we are grateful for. To recognize what we're grateful for. Number two, acknowledging it. that we are grateful. And number three, appreciating it. I always think of the fact that as a young person, the Lord would make a way out of no way and allowed me to come to the U.S. I have come from a beautiful island with one university, and many of us wanting to get to university there. Very bright group of people, and everybody can't get in. But God would open up a door that we could go to England. A lot of my families went to England, or some of us came to the U.S. and Canada, and be able to get in. We had to work hard, work very hard to get into schools, but we were able to do that, get our degrees, build a family. I am so thankful to God every single day. And it's not because I am any better than the next person who didn't get through. It is because I am thankful for what God has done. Gratitude. Gratitude can bring you happiness. What are the signs of gratitude? Next slide, I'm sorry. What are the signs of gratitude? Spending a few moments thinking about the things in your life that you're grateful for. I heard a preacher once said that he prays every day, but on a Wednesday, when he prays on Wednesdays, he never asks God for anything. Wednesday morning, all he does is give God thanks. No matter what's going on in his life, he's asking all week, you know, for things we all do. But on that day when he prays, he has taken a day to just say, thank you, Lord, for my life. Thank you for my health, my children. He just uses that day to give God thanks. Because God is good. Next point, stopping to observe and acknowledge the beauty of wonder and of something you encounter in your daily life. Gratitude. Those are the signs of gratitude. Continued, what are the signs of gratitude? Being thankful for your health. Thanking someone for the positive influence they have in your life. Thank you. Thank you expresses extreme gratitude, humility, understanding. When you thank someone, it expresses extreme gratitude, humility, and understanding. Next slide. Why is gratitude so important? Gratitude helps people to feel more positive emotions, to relish good experiences, improve their health, it improves our health, to deal with adversity and build strong relationships. Gratitude is one of the best medicine you can take. You see people sometimes and their faces are twisted. They're so unhappy. They never smile. They never speak. They're ungrateful people. Because when you're people that are grateful and full of gratitude, you gotta be happy. There's like a medicine running through you. The adrenaline is just going through you. You're so thankful for what folks have done for you. Next slide. The Bible talks a lot about gratitude. Paul says we should be what? Always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. So we see that in Ephesians, that Paul says those words. And so we see this woman being so grateful to Jesus that she kneels down at his feet. She has no words to tell him. She cannot speak her gratitude. There are no words to say it. So she kneels at his feet and she weeps. And she takes her here. Now, friends, the here is a very not expensive possession, but a very unique possession, right, in those days. Your here, it still is, because we spend millions of dollars on our hairs, adding things, subtracting, you know what happens. And so the here was precious to a woman. And also in those days, you wouldn't touch the rabbi with your tears, would not touch him. It is out of Jewish law to have any fluid touch the rabbi, right? Yet still, she didn't care. She wanted to show him how much, can you imagine how much she appreciated what he had done for her? Have you ever been filled with gratitude? So much, even if, after you've gone through a terrible time, you've lost a loved one, and you don't know how you're going to come out on the other side. You just don't know when you're going through. And then one day, you come out on the other side, and you don't know how you got there, and your heart is so full of gratitude. All you can say is, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Sometimes when you're thanking God, some people think that you're wasting time, but you don't have to pay them any mind. You don't have to be concerned about them. Your relationship is with Jesus Christ, and it is important to be grateful. Paul says, I haven't achieved anything. Now, Paul was brilliant. You heard it in the Ephesian text. He was very smart, an intellect. He was Jew of Jews. He was a Pharisee of Pharisees, a lawyer. But he says, I have nothing that I've gained. Everything I have is because of Jesus Christ. And therefore, he says, I am pressing on towards the goal of that higher calling in Christ Jesus. And he's going to keep pressing because of what? And he went through a lot. He prayed for a sickness to go away, Paul. But it did not go away. And he says, grace abounds. Grace abounds no matter what. That is when you're filled with gratitude. Gratitude to know that God is with you. And so because we know that God is with us, no matter what we are going through, no matter where the ups and downs are, we know that when we call on the Lord, he never says to us, did you thank me yesterday? Have you thanked me lately? He just opens up his arms and welcomes us in. Next slide. And therefore, the gift of gratitude makes sense of our past. We start looking at our past and seeing how we have come over, how we came through. Gratitude brings peace for today. It brings you peace that you, when you're grateful, it just brings you peace. And gratitude creates a vision for tomorrow. It gives you a vision for what's yet to come because you know that God is faithful. Friends, I want to tell you, if you have not experienced gratitude or if you do not express it, you should start. Gratitude is a special gift given to us. Gratitude is it is the thing that we all need, friends, and it's a thing that we should all desire from God. We should set aside time for gratitude. Set aside time. We should count our blessings each day. Set aside time regularly to be quiet, to reflect and thank God for what God has done. From the moment we awake to the moment we fall into bed, we often go at full speed and never slow down. If we schedule some time every day in which we can be quiet and reflect, we will allow ourselves a break from the fast-paced lives. In the first moments of the day when we feel most focused, before the work of the day takes over, take some time to think about what God has done for you and thank him. Willie Nelson said, when I started counting my blessings, my whole life turned around. This means we have to take notice of what God does for us. Even those little things that happen each day, develop a habit of stopping and saying grace before your daily activities. And one way to show God our gratitude is to thank him each day before we eat. You know, we're grown-ups, and we teach our children to say grace over their food. Do we do it as grown-ups? When we go out to eat, I still do. Hopefully Christians do. Say, thank you, God, for this meal, because there are many without meal. The songwriter says, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. You've been so good. I just want to thank you, Lord. Amen? Because God is good. And so I pray that you will live a life of gratitude and thanksgiving.